extremely bad weather or extremely cold weather, why, we'd let the doggy come in and lay on the floor in front of the fireplace, stay warm. We had usually one or two cats, just alley cats trained, no particular kind. We did have one or two Persians, but the volume was the alley cat variety. And they were strictly for mousers, so they had to run the place, either inside or outside, whatever their preference was. Nobody owns a cat, they just contend with you. They were strictly individuals.
What about bigger animals?
Well, we used mules for draft power, for plows, wagons, carts, etc. And we raised pigs for pork. We bought all of our beef from the open market. But we kept our own small herd of dairy cows for our milk and butter supply. And they were kept in a pasture within reasonable distance of the residence. A pasture with a barn built in the pasture area and a corral set up around it for the mules, and a separate corral or cap in for the milk cows. And we usually had a separate barn for the, well, it was a separate unit completely. They used a common pasture, but we had separate barns and separate corrals for the, to keep the milk cows and mules separated. They weren't too sociable at times.
Where would you keep the pigs?
We always kept the pigs in a pen, in a shady area near the milk cow barn.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that
pen? You call it the pig pen or the hog pen.
Mm-hmm.
It was known as both.
You mentioned the dairy. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else, like to refer to a small place you could have for storing milk and butter?
No, other than just the standard terminology applied to a business operation that is strictly for milk production. In our area, you're speaking in terms of cows, not goats or sheep or mules or something else for a milk source, especially goats. The other sources were purely a remote secondary thing.
You grew a lot of cotton. You say you grow out in a...
Well, the cotton field or a cotton patch. It was known more often as a cotton patch, I suppose, and the acreage would run anywhere from 10 up to something more than 100 acres. On an average, there were some larger fields that had 500 or 600 acres in them, and But